This is Ozarks at Large. The National Rivers Conservation Organization, American Rivers, is designating the Buffalo National River as one of the 10 most endangered rivers in the country. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich has this report.
American Rivers' designation of the Buffalo National River as endangered is the culmination of major controversy swirling through that watershed. Teresa Turk, member of the Ozark River Stewards and a retired fisheries biologist with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Association, NOAA, provided key information to American Rivers about the Buffalo status. She's documenting the impact of a new industrial swine breeding operation, CNH Hog Farms, west of Mount Judy in Newton County, 5 miles upstream of the Buffalo National River, situated along Big Creek, where Turk, an Arkansas native, camped in her youth.
It was very clear. It didn't have an odor or a smell.
Big Creek watershed, she says, is now slimed with hog waste produced by CNH Hog Farms. 65,000 sows, piglets, and boars flushed into two on-site sewage lagoons, then spread via tanker spray trucks on nearby farm fields.
That's untreated waste on 17 different fields, and many of those fields are in the floodplain of Big Creek. So that amount of waste is equivalent to a city between 25 and 30,000 people.
Last autumn, Turk was paddling downstream on the lower Buffalo and observed a 10-mile-long algae bloom.
In some cases, 4 to 8 feet thick. I mean, it was everywhere.
Excess algae is an indicator of phosphorus and nitrogen pollution caused by agricultural chemical runoff. Minor algae growth is common on the lower Buffalo late summer, but nothing of this magnitude, Turk says, has ever been reported. Less than 8,000 people live in Newton County, a historic agricultural district where the industrial hog farms widely supported and was permitted to operate by the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality. That spurred independent scientists like Teresa Turk and University of Arkansas emeritus geologist Dr. Van Brahana to conduct dye tracing along Big Creek to show how waste from the factory hog farm located on sensitive karst topography, pocked with underground sinkholes, fissures, and caves, maybe polluting local springs, water wells, and ultimately the Buffalo River downstream.
We found dye over 14 miles away and on the north side of the Buffalo River. So there has been interbasin transfer.
Turk and Brahana are also measuring elevated levels of bacteria.
E. coli is an indicator of a suite of pathogens that could be in the water. And so we've had very, very high E. coli readings, over 20,000 colony-forming units per 100 milliliters, very high. The state limit during primary recreational season is 298 colony-forming units. So these are, you know, huge magnitudes above that.
Turk says long-term data support their hypothesis that the swine farm is polluting the Buffalo River watershed.
We have data from the National Park Service that goes back from 1985 to 2011, and there was information collected on Big Creek, and Big Creek actually showed that it was in pretty good shape. You know, none of the parameters, the water quality parameters that we look for, like E. coli, like dissolved oxygen, like chlorides, exceeded the state standard.
A borehole drilled directly beneath the sewage lagoons last year, conducted by ADEQ in cooperation with a state-funded UA research team, indicated no leaks. The Buffalo River Watershed Alliance, which seeks to shutter the facility, described the test as wholly inadequate. An ADEQ-approved permit to spread an additional 6 million gallons of hog waste annually on 32 additional farm fields in the watershed is currently under appeal in Newton County Circuit Court. In the midst of all this, the hog farm's 2013 federal confined animal feeding operation permit is set to expire, so facility operators are seeking approval for a state permit for liquid waste storage and land application in accordance with Arkansas Pollution Control and Ecology Commission Regulation 5 rule. Teresa Turk says if approved, the operation will be locked in.
And it's basically a permit in perpetuity. So once they get it, it's very hard for them to have it revoked.
ADEQ hosted a public comment period over the past several months on the hog farm's new draft permit. According to Kelly Robinson, public information officer, an estimated 19,000 comments were received as of April 6th. 817 from individuals, the remainder from National Park Conservation Association petition signatures. She says a final decision is expected to be issued possibly by summer. Summer is peak tourism season in Arkansas. Last count, the Buffalo National River received 1.5 million visitors, generating $72 million in revenue. Joe David Rice is director of Arkansas Parks and Tourism.
Certainly, the Buffalo is one of our iconic attractions in Arkansas. As you know, it was one of the, well, it was the first national river in America. It's one of seven national park units we have in the state, and it is vitally important to our very position as the natural state.
Joe David Rice is troubled by the American River's designation of the Buffalo River as one of top 10 endangered rivers in the nation.
We really worry about the image that disaster will have, about the long-term consequences could be devastating to the state's tourism industry.
Joe David Rice says he doesn't blame the swine farmer, but rather agencies which permitted a hog breeding industry to be constructed on the Buffalo National River watershed.
I think ultimately it would really be nice if the entrepreneurs are able to sell that operation to some conservation organization, some person who really wants to help Arkansas, and then just have it closed down.
In a press release on America's top 10 endangered rivers, American River says because the Trump administration has abandoned critical river protections, leaving waterways vulnerable to pollution, Americans must take care of rivers, which take care of us. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
Teresa Turk will present her findings regarding Buffalo River water quality monitoring at a public talk at the Boone County Library in Harrison on April 25th at 5:30 p.m. This is Ozarks at Large.